Book 1, Chapter 20, Concerning the Meeting of Jacob and Esau. Now as Jacob was proceeding on his journey to the land of Canaan, angels appeared to him, and suggested to him good hope of his future condition. And that place he named the Camp of God. And being desirous of knowing what his brother's intentions were to him, he sent messengers to give him an exact account of everything, as being afraid on account of the enmities between them. He charged those that were sent to say to Esau, Jacob had thought it wrong to live together with him while he was in anger against him, and so had gone out of the country, and that he now, thinking the length of time of his absence must have made up their differences, was returning, that he brought with him his wives and his children, and what possessions he had gotten, and delivered himself, with what was most dear to him, into his hands, and should think it his greatest happiness to partake together with his brother of what God had bestowed upon him. So these messengers told him this message, upon which Esau was very glad, and met his brother with 400 men. And Jacob, when he heard that he was coming to meet him with such a number of men, was greatly afraid. However, he committed his hope of deliverance to God, and considered how, in his present circumstances, he might preserve himself and those that were with him, and overcome his enemies if they attacked him injuriously. He therefore distributed his company into parts. Some he sent before the rest, and the others he ordered to come close behind, that so, if the first were overpowered when his brother attacked them, they might have those that followed as a refuge to fly unto. And when he had put his company into this order, he sent some of them to carry presents to his brother. The presents were made up of cattle, and a great number of four-footed beasts of many kinds, such as would be very acceptable to those that received them, on account of their rarity. Those who were sent went at certain intervals of space asunder, that, by following thick one after another, they might appear to be more numerous, that Esau might remit of his anger on account of these presents, if he were still in a passion. Instructions were also given to those that were sent to speak gently to him. When Jacob had made these appointments all the day, and night came on, he moved on with his company, and as they were gone over a certain river called Jabbok, Jacob was left behind, and, meeting with an angel, he wrestled with him, the angel beginning the struggle. But he prevailed over the angel, who used a voice, and spake to him in words, exhorting him to be pleased with what had happened to him, and not to suppose that his victory was a small one, but that he had overcome a divine angel, and to esteem the victory as a sign of great blessings that should come to him, and that his offspring should never fall, and that no man should be too hard for his power. He also commanded him to be called Israel, which in the Hebrew tongue signifies one that struggled with the divine angel. These promises were made at the prayer of Jacob, for when he perceived him to be the angel of God, he desired he would signify to him what should befall him hereafter. And when the angel had said what is before related, he disappeared. But Jacob was pleased with these things, and named the place Phanuel, which signifies the face of God. Now when he felt pain by this struggling, upon his broad sinew, he abstained from eating that sinew himself afterward, and for his sake it is still not eaten by us. When Jacob understood that his brother was near, he ordered his wives to go before, each by herself, with the handmaids, that they might see the actions of the men as they were fighting, if Esau were so disposed. He then went up to his brother Esau, and bowed down to him, who had no evil design upon him, but saluted him, and asked him about the company of the children and of the women, and desired, when he had understood all he wanted to know about them, that he would go along with them to their father. But Jacob pretending that the cattle were weary, Esau returned to Seir, for there was his place of habitation, he having named the place Roughness, from his own hairy roughness.